Unrest threatens to boil over in Egypt once more. India's Christians push for a protective bill, and there's ministry opportunity for interaction in 2012. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Egypt, where the trial of ex-Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resumed yesterday. Some believe he'll be cleared of the charges, especially since policemen were recently acquitted of killing protesters. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners travels to the region regularly. What happens if Mubarak is set free?
If he's set free, there'll be more rioting. I think it will be worse. So you look at all the different scenarios, and none of them look like they have positive outcomes to them.
Doyle says now that radical Islam has a grip on Egypt, it'll get worse for Christians. However, many Egyptians are turning to Christ, and E3 Partners recently trained some of them.
Here's 300 young people getting training on reaching out to Muslims. How are they going to disciple them? How are they going to place them in house churches? It is very exciting to see this young group that has said, the church is the answer, and we're going to get Jesus to every village. And we're going to die trying if we have to.
Christians need your support. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, Christians in India held their breaths over the threat of violence through Christmas, but nothing happened. Still, the situation prompted a push toward passing the 2011 Prevention of Communal and Targeted Violence Bill. India government reports show more than 6,000 incidents of communal violence since 2001. That's likely to continue. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says,
personally, I don't expect this to change, because more and more people are choosing to follow Christ.
People are being used as pawns by politicians who are using religion to get power.
Why these people go out killing Christians who do no harm to anyone? The answer is they are used by intelligent politicians, and the mob spirit stirs up.
But the real reason is why their teams share the gospel.
The real strong spiritual warfare, and I think the strongest weapon we can use against this thing is prayer and fasting.
It's a complex story spelled out in detail at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. While Christmas in the rest of the world was over on December 25th, it's celebrated on January 7th in the former Soviet bloc nations like Ukraine. President of Global Action Lars Dunberg says even in those nations,
there are a lot of people that do not celebrate Christmas at all because there's no one to celebrate it with them or for them. And that's the orphans in the orphanages that are run by the government.
That's not acceptable to Dunberg, so Global Action is hosting an all-day Christmas celebration at a local auditorium for them.
They come in buses that we provide and take them to a huge auditorium that seats about 5,000. And for the whole day, we put on a Christmas program. Yes, there is a Christmas story, but there's also drama, skits, music.
Each child gets a Christmas gift and the gospel. Funding is still needed for gifts. It costs $15, and there's still time. Our website will connect you. Next, what do you get when you team up with college students, a mission, and the Bible? You get Radiate 2011. It was a four-day Bible conference held in Baltimore, hosted by Campus Crusade for Christ. Geared specifically for college students, it gives them discipleship training and hands-on service experience. Well, this year, they packed supplies for Global Aid Network. 1,000 college students packed over 20,000 harvester packs for the mission field. And Sat7 began 2012 with a project already rolling. They launched a new website, sat7kids.com, supporting the Arabic language children's channel Sat7 Kids. The channel broadcasts programming from a Christian worldview via satellite throughout the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. It's a great way to keep up interaction between the audience, estimated at 9 million viewers, and the ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available their 2012 ministry calendar to not only help you keep track of your busy schedule, but to remind you to pray for their work with people all over the world, including the Karen people of Burma. To get your 2012 VBB calendar, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.